Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Tiny Home Village is thankful for Racine, Sauk, Racine County I, Racine, WI. As the Thanksgiving holiday approaches, Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, VOW. Executive Director Michael Rembalski took time to reflect on all that's happened at the Tiny Homes Village in the past year, while expressing sincere gratitude to Racine. "The Racine community is amazing," Rembalski said. "I've never seen anything like it. I'm just really blown away by it. Every day there's people dropping things off for us and the veterans they want to help. It says a lot about the community and what great people Racine has." In addition, Rembalski said support from the business community has been amazing as well, from SC Johnson to Michael's Signs and more. In fact, Michael's Signs, Racine, recently donated and installed new signs around the VOW campus, all free of charge. The cumulative effect of all this support has allowed for a 16th tiny home to be added to Veterans Village, with two more homes planned for spring or summer of next year, depending on funding. Rembalski said the need for homes is continually on the rise, with 8 veterans currently on the waiting list for a tiny home. The cost to build and furnish each home depends on labor and supply costs. With recent price increases of building materials and furnishings, Rembalski said the homes cost $25,000, $30,000 each. A look at VOW. Rembalski wants everyone to know of the good work going on at VOW. "We're kind of a hidden thing here in Racine. Not everybody knows about us," he said. Rembalski loves his job at VOW and is very proud of all the good work being done there. He invites anyone to come through and take a tour and see what they do. "I think it speaks for itself," Rembalski said. The VOW Village, 1624 Ute Street, Racine, consists of 16 tiny homes, beautifully maintained and fully furnished to provide transitional living for homeless veterans. Each tiny home is equipped with a bed, microwave, mini refrigerator, blankets, coffee maker, and TV. "All the essentials to make them, the veterans, feel like it's a home," he said. "Some vets stay a few months, some stay 2 or 3 years, before graduating to a permanent living situation. While living at the village, the vets have access to mental health and peer support programs, as well as to the on-site marketplace. Mark Knowlton is a U.S. Air Force veteran who served 4 years from 1973, 1977. He's been living at VOW for a few months now. "It's great here," he said. "You got a place to stay, you got food next door." Upon his retirement from Motorola, Knowlton relied on Social Security, which was fine until rent expenses climbed too high, making housing unaffordable. Then, in 2021, he suffered a bad stroke. So he was on a fixed income with a disability and rent that had climbed from $600 to $1,200 a month, plus utilities. "And I'm homeless at this point," he said. The good news for Mark is that he was able to get medication to reverse the effects of the stroke, which initially paralyzed the left side of his body. Then he heard about VOW and learned there was an opening there from his rep at the VA. Now, he is able to save his money with the goal of eventually getting his own place, and he's grateful to VOW. "They're great here. You got free laundry, free showers, a place to stay that's warm and nice. There's nothing bad to say," Knowlton said. "The veterans market is available to any and all veterans, their families and surviving spouses." Due to the uncertainty of SNAP, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, benefits and the government shutdown, Rembalski said they are planning on a surge of people coming to the market. Currently, they see 750-800 veterans come through the marketplace each month. Last year, they gave out more than 300 Thanksgiving baskets to veterans and their families. This year, Rembalski expects that to hit the 400 mark. Baskets include a turkey or chicken and all the fixings needed for a Thanksgiving meal. Rembalski said veterans are encouraged to sign up to receive a basket for planning purposes, but it is not required. Veterans may call VOW at 262-221-8350. To get on the list. Basket giveaway days are November 18th, 19th, 20th, 25th, 26th. For those who would like to help out with donations of food, the following items are needed: turkeys, turkey breasts, chickens, ducks, pheasants, and geese. Rembalski noted a turkey shortage this year due to avian influenza that has affected a number of large turkey flocks in the Midwest. So, any type of fowl will be welcomed. They also need items for traditional sides: stuffing mix, instant mashed potatoes, gravy mix, canned vegetables, boxed mac and cheese, cornbread mix, biscuit mix, and canned pumpkin. Veterans Market pantry information, including shopping hours and donation drop-off hours, can be found here. Volunteer opportunities are many at VAW. Folks are needed to help put together Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets, to hand out the baskets, to sort market donations, and to help stock shelves. For Christmas, VAW has a toy giveaway for children, and help is needed to sort the presents into appropriate age categories and to wrap them. "We're just going to need all the help we can get, really," Rembalski said. Interested volunteers can inquire through the VAW website or call the VAW office at 262-221-8350. Each day, 22 veterans lose their life to suicide. Rembalski explained that 22 for 22s is a campaign to help end veteran suicide. By committing $22 a month to VAW, you can help to provide housing in the tiny home village, meals from the Marketplace food pantry at VAW, access to mental health and peer support programs to help veterans rebuild their lives. To make a 22 for 22 or other donation to VAW, visit their website's donate page